You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Let's start with the upside. What were the best points from KLCC's Q3 results?
Basically, it was a strong all-around performance. There was higher revenue contribution from its property investment division, as well as lower tax expenses and also lower minority charge as compared to 3Q 2012.
Okay, looking at the dividends as well, it has dividend yields of about 4 to 5% per annum, and total dividends per share so far are 20.23 cents in 9 months to date. How does that look compared to your full year forecast and overall the yields compared to other REITs?
If we're looking at the yields, it's actually slightly lower than the net yields of the other REITs. But having said that, KLCC is still unique as compared to the other REITs because there is still some possible earnings upsides from its property development segment, like the redevelopment of complex Jayabumi. Whereas for the pure REITs, they're wholly reliant on the income from their investment properties. Also, their total dividends of 20.3 cents was actually slightly above our estimates, but we've revised our full year forecast to be about 28 cents for FY13.
And there was a renewal as well of the triple net lease for the Petronas Twin Towers, and this was for a stretch of another 15 years. So the good news is that the tenants are locked in for another 15 years, but what sort of rates are we looking at for the next 15 years?
Overall, we think that the renewal is actually a positive move. They have signed a master lease with Petronas, so essentially the building is single-tenanted. We think that the terms are reasonable because the rent amount is actually fixed for 3 years, and then the next 3 years it will be 3% on top of that. So it's not actually a flat rate over the 15 years.
Okay, looking at the risk, though, the potential downside when it comes to KLCC, one point that is pretty obvious in the Klang Valley is that there are many more retail malls mushrooming around town. But the thing is that malls are not created all equal. And one thing's for sure, any tourist that comes to KL would definitely be bound for the Twin Towers for a photo op and to say that, oh, you know, I've been there. So even if more malls come up, it shouldn't matter too much to KLCC?
If you look at it, right, Suria KLCC is actually a major attraction, a major tourist attraction on its own. And also, if you look around at the other major retail malls, the only other mall that can command the same iconic status right now will actually be just Pavilion Mall. So I think that given the scarcity in the supply of these so-called premium malls, we think that Suria KLCC's position will still remain unaffected even with the incoming supply of the new malls.
And another risk also for KLCC would be how there are so many more office spaces coming up and more offices opting to branch out of KLCC to avoid traffic congestion and such. But at the same time, there is that prestige attached to having KLCC on your business card and to say, oh, we are based here. So how much cachet would they have from that address comparing to paying cheaper rent elsewhere?
Well, generally people, KLCC is known for being a premier address as well as an oil and gas hub. So we think that for as long as Petronas remains in the KLCC area, the major oil and gas players will still want to be near Petronas. So for as long as Petronas, unless Petronas decides to move away from the city centre, KLCC will still be the place to be.
But Shell's moving to KL Central, right?
Shell is moving to KL Central, but they do have the... that one is also because they were previously not really based in KL anyways. They were based in Damansara. So this move to KL Central will actually give them more connection to KLCC in a sense that it's nearer public transportation-wise.
Okay, I guess that's one way of looking at it. Just to wrap up, who's your preferred REIT?
Our preferred REIT for now would be Pavilion REIT because of we see there is more growth in the retail segment as compared to the other segments.
And also back to what you were saying earlier about Shell, word has it that ExxonMobil is moving away from the KLCC area. Is that true?
We can't confirm on that. But the ExxonMobil, if you look at KLCC, they actually do own ExxonMobil, the Nara ExxonMobil. So that one is still they are tenanting it all the way until, I think it will end 2017. So we're not too sure whether they will be moving away, but the property will still, I mean, they still have a lease with KLCC until 2017.
Thanks so much, Alia Arwina, analyst at RHB Research. I'm Ku Sian Chun for BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.